It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. As we continue on a Tuesday morning, it is time once again for our regular active physical therapy update. And with me in the studio today is Lori Smith, a physical therapist with the Active Marquette office. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about telehealth and COVID and how it's all kind of worked together. Let's kind of start right there. What have been some of the things during this pandemic year that you've seen with healthcare, with physical therapy? What are some of the things that have come across your radar?
Well, there were a lot of changes because folks couldn't come in-person therapy for a while. And then other folks, once they could come in, they were reluctant to come in. And so Active started a program of telehealth.
Okay. And what does that consist of?
So folks are in their home. And we send them a notification through our secure system. So it's a form of Zoom that is what's called HIPAA compliant, meaning it can't be hacked and it's safe to use for confidentiality purposes. And so people log on and it's like having an in-person therapy visit, but over the computer.
Well, as many people did and many businesses did during the pandemic, it was a way of adapting and overcoming the challenges. What was sort of the story at Active for you to come to this?
Well, again, it was an adaptation because folks wanted to get treatment. And so we had to be creative and agile, adapting to the circumstances. And I was very pleased and surprised just how people were receptive to it and how successful they were.
We're talking with Lori Smith this morning, physical therapist with the Marquette Office for Active Physical Therapy, talking about telehealth and what they do at Active. What was sort of the response? I mean, first of all, you know, obviously we all kind of adapted to doing a lot more things online and remotely, but you mentioned the response was good. What were some of the things that you were able to offer people?
Well, I saw folks with all different diagnoses. We treated traditional orthopedic things. Like, I remember I worked with a lady with some hip and back pain. And then I could watch her do her exercises. And we also have an ability through our EMR system where I can screen share with them and they can watch the exercise being done correctly. And then they can perform it and I can watch them. I was able to see some new moms who, you know, for obvious reasons with COVID, couldn't get a babysitter. So again, back pain or postpartum concerns, we were able to resolve those. And then interestingly, I had some former patients that now live out of the area that contacted me. Mm. And I've been working with a gal from Detroit, believe okay. it or not. And so we've been meeting virtually and she's done very well.
We're talking with Lori Smith this morning, physical therapist with the Active Physical Therapy Office in Marquette. We're talking about telehealth and what they do at Active and what it's been like. Let's talk a little bit about some of the services, some of the things. You obviously talked about some therapy, but you have a wellness component to what you're doing online too. Tell me about that.
So as I was working with a patient with a referral from her physician for some back and hip pain. Once we got that resolved, she was reluctant to return to a gym situation. Mm. And as I remember, the gyms were closed for some time anyway. And so she asked, hey, can I do like a trainer type of appointment with you? And so Active developed a wellness program. Gotcha. And so we have that. We are continuing to offer it. And so it's worked really well for some of our folks who work out of town.
Sure.
They're on the road a lot for work. And so we can meet with them once every 1 or 2 weeks, work with them in the clinic or check in virtually.
You know, this is something that you've done as a career and for several years. How has this impacted what you do, this option? How has that been?
So it's given me a lot more versatility in being able to treat patients that maybe otherwise couldn't come to therapy, either with transportation issues or they just live a long ways away.
Sure.
And so with a little bit of support from, you know, their computer or their smartphone, they can easily download Zoom and then we can get it done with that.
We're talking with Lori Smith today, physical therapist at the Marquette Office for Active Physical Therapy. One thing you did mention a moment ago, and I want to follow up with you on, is people that may have questions about the security of this. Obviously, when you're talking about medical things, recoveries from injuries and other things, people may be reluctant to do this online because of the nature of that information. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the security with it.
So our electronic medical record system has the ability to do telehealth, and it is Zoom, and Zoom has been under a little bit of criticism with not being secure, but this is a form of Zoom that is secure for medical purposes, and so I'm fully confident that people's health information will be protected.
Okay. So if people, Lori, have questions and want to find out more about telehealth options, things that you could do with them at Active, what is the website for people to go to?
So our website is stayactiveup.com. We do have a Facebook page, and then they always can just call the office if they have questions at 226-0574.
Lori Smith with me in the studio this morning, physical therapist with the Marquette Active Physical Therapy office for our regular Active update on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
If you've missed any of our interview with Lori, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the active physical therapy information there and just follow that link on our website as well. It's all about a Tuesday morning on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.